Hello and welcome everyone. It's a very strange time and we will be here for another little while. We know that as we've entered the month of May, you should be making the final preparations for receiving Holy Communion for the first time. Unfortunately, this isn't happening right now, but it will happen when it is safe to do so. So, with this in mind, we need you to keep up the preparations. Hopefully in these slides and activities, you'll find everything you need to keep going on the right track for when the time arrives. Don't forget to practice all your Mass responses, but there'll be more about this later on. So let's get started. In this first part, we're going to start taking a closer look at Mass. We celebrate Mass during the week and on Sundays in our church. It's a special time for all of us in the church family to come together, especially on a Sunday. We have music and we sing together. We take part by saying the responses and the prayers, and we receive Holy Communion. But it didn't just happen all of a sudden, or it didn't come about all last week. It has a long history and started at a particular time. We'll take a look at where it all began. We'll also look at the word Eucharist and having special meals at home with your family. As I said, Mass has a very long history. It's older than our church building. It goes back over 2,000 years. It's important to look at the history to help get ready for Holy Communion. Looking at where it all began helps us to understand why we do what we do. The Mass is full of important signs and symbols. As you know, a sign tells us something specific. A symbol represents something. So, a stop sign tells us straight away that we need to stop. A candle is a symbol that has a deeper meaning and can represent many things like light, a prayer, your belief in God, and many, many other things. Being able to notice the signs and symbols and understand where they all started helps us to understand and connect with what is going on at Mass in a deeper way. It also helps us to pray better. So let's put on our detective's hat, get our magnifying glass, and see with who and where it all began. I'll give you one guess to that question. Who did it all begin with? Yep, you got it. Jesus. Everything we do at Mass today comes from the words and actions of Jesus. Now, when Jesus was going around with his friends, he didn't set out to create something. It all happened naturally. People took note of what Jesus did, and over the years, we realised how important his actions were and how we should do the same to help follow in his footsteps. Where did it all begin? Well, Jesus didn't come from Kilnamana Castleview Parish. He came from a country far from here that we call Israel. It's in a part of the world called the Middle East. Some people refer to where Jesus came from as the Holy Land. If you move on to the next slide, we'll see where in the world Israel is. The top arrow shows where Ireland is in the world. And the bottom arrow points to a small mark on the map that's in red that shows us where Israel is. And Jesus lived here over 2,000 years ago. He didn't travel beyond Israel with his friends, the apostles. Can you remember the names of the apostles? Well, we had Peter, Andrew, James, John, James, Jude, Bartholomew, Philip, Simon, Matthew, Judas, and Thomas. Sometimes I have to sing the Apostle song to remember everyone's name. Anyway, he visited many towns to share his message, such as Galilee, Nazareth, Bethany, where Lazarus lived, and Jericho, where he met Zacchaeus. And it was on this journey with his apostles that all the wonderful things happened. So wonderful and important that we know and talk about them today. We also do similar things so we can follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And where do we learn all about Jesus? What's the one important place we need to go to? Yep, the Bible. We learn all about Jesus, what he did, what he said, who he met, all from the Gospels. And as we know, there are four Gospels, and we hear a Gospel reading every day at Mass. And our four Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They tell us everything that Jesus said and did. The most special things are recorded. So special and so important that they mean everything to us today. And we use this as a way to figure out how we should act, how we should be, how we should follow in the footsteps of Jesus. So if you're ever unsure about anything, you wonder, well, what did Jesus do in this situation? Or you'd just like to know more about Jesus. You know that the first place you can go to find out all the answers is by opening up the Bible and starting with the Gospels. You can start with any Gospel, any of the four ones. They'll all tell you the answers you need to know. Jesus did so many important things throughout his life. However, today we're going to focus on two particular things, and these are the things that help influence what we do at Mass today. And the most important time for us in the church is Easter, that we celebrated a couple of weeks ago. And a very important thing in the preparation for Easter is Holy Week, because Holy Week is the time when Jesus arrives in Jerusalem and certain things happen. And then on Good Friday, Jesus is crucified, he's laid in the tomb. And then on Easter Sunday, he rises from the dead and we celebrate the resurrection. But a very, very important thing happens on the Thursday before Easter Sunday. And on that day, we call that Thursday Holy Thursday. And two very important things happened that day. The first is the washing of the feet, and the second is the Last Supper. Now, you may have heard about the Last Supper, and you may not have heard about the washing of the feet. But what we're going to do now is watch a video on the two, starting with the washing of the feet. And just remember, back in the time of Jesus, they walked everywhere. There was no cars, and it was very, very hot, and the roads were very, very dusty. So their feet would have been dirty because they didn't wear shoes like you and I did. They wore sandals. And when they were walking from place to place and town to town and in the heat and the dust, they would have been, their feet would have been really, really dirty. So that's a little indicator as to why Jesus may have been washing their feet. So take a watch of the video, pay close attention, because there's some questions to answer after it. So now we know Jesus washed the disciples' feet. And some of them thought it was strange. Some of them said, yeah, work away. And maybe it might seem strange to us that Jesus washed their feet. So let's take a little bit of time to think about what happened in the video. And now there are five questions there. And on your activity page, I want you to fill in the answers of those five questions. And if you need to look back over the video, do so to help you get the answers. So now that their feet were washed, they were ready to have their dinner. And when they had their dinner that night, we know it as the Last Supper, because it was such an important dinner that they had. They didn't realise at the time that it was so important. Jesus knew that it was important, but the apostles didn't. And we know it today as the Last Supper. Now, you may have heard of the phrase the Last Supper, and that's great if you have. If you haven't, that's okay, because we're going to watch a video now about it all. And what I want you to do is pay close attention, because there's four special things that happen, and you might hear some phrases that you've heard before, or you may even hear some things that you've heard Father Michael say. So pay close attention, and we'll talk about it after the video. So I hope you know a little bit more about the Last Supper, but I'd say many of you did know about the Last Supper to begin with. On your activity sheets, there are four little questions that I want you to fill in. So take a few moments to fill in the answers now. And if you need help, go back and look over the video. And when you finish answering those questions, we'll take a little bit of a closer look at what did Jesus do in the video. Now, this is a tricky question, because you have to pay really, really close attention to see the four things that Jesus did. But when Jesus was sitting with his friends, he said, "I'm really happy to be here." And then he did something that was really, really special. So he picked up the bread. He said some words of blessing over it. Then he snapped the bread. And then he shared it with his friends. And he said, "Do this in memory of me." And then he took the chalice that had the wine in it, did the same, and passed it around to his friends and said, "Do this in memory of me." And it's these two actions, the picking up the bread, the taking it, the blessing it, the breaking it, and the sharing of it. It's the exact same thing that Father Michael does at Mass. And you may be wondering, well, when does he do this? But when we are at Mass, it happens all at the point from the offertory. So when we bring the gifts of the bread and wine forward, then Father Michael does the special blessing that we call the consecration. You might remember him saying that word before, consecration. And then he does the blessing over the bread and the wine, and he says, "Do this in memory of me." And he holds the bread up and he holds the chalice up, and the bell rings. So you might remember the bell ringing at Mass and everyone looking and watching as the bread and the chalice gets held up. Well, these are the special times that is the action similar to what Jesus does, and how we do very similar actions to what happened the night of the Last Supper, and why the Last Supper and the Mass that we celebrate today is the same. And Jesus broke the bread and then shared it with his friends. And you might remember Father Michael breaks the bread and then shares it with everyone, because we all go up and receive it at communion time. Maybe go watch the video of the Last Supper again and watch it even closer this time. Having watched it again, you can see how similar it is to what we do at Mass. Father Michael takes the bread, he does the blessing, then he breaks the bread and he shares it with all of us, exactly the way Jesus shared with all his friends. And Father Michael says, "Do this in memory of me," exactly like the way Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me," to his disciples. The washing of the feet gives us a very, very important lesson that sometimes can be very hard to remember or very difficult to do. Jesus washes the disciples' feet and they're very shocked, because the disciples say that Jesus is their master and they should be washing his feet. But Jesus reminds the disciples that it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a king or whether you're a farmer or a doctor or a teacher or a stay-at-home parent, it doesn't matter who you are, that everyone is equal and everyone should be helping one another, that you shouldn't be just thinking about yourself, that you shouldn't expect everyone to help you, that you need to help people and people need to help you, that if everyone acted in a very kind way to one another, the world would be a much better place. A lot of the time, people do help one another and they're really, really good at that. Especially at the moment, people are being so kind to one another and helping each other out in difficult times. But sometimes we're a little bit guilty of only thinking of ourselves. So when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, it reminded them that they need to help other people. And it reminds us today that we need to help other people too. We can't be just thinking of ourselves. So every time we celebrate the Mass, we remember what Jesus did, but more importantly, we give thanks to Jesus for all that he did for us. And so you might remember from the start of the year, Father Michael told you that you're preparing for two sacraments, the sacrament of reconciliation, which you all received, and the sacrament of the Eucharist, which we're still in the process of preparing for. And the word Eucharist means thanksgiving, or to give thanks. So every time we celebrate the Mass, we celebrate to give thanks to Jesus, and we commemorate, or we remember, that special Thursday evening when Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples. And most importantly, it's a time to welcome Jesus into our hearts and to give thanks to Jesus for coming to be with us. And you might remember as well, Father Michael said, a sacrament is a special meeting with Jesus, and the Eucharist is a sacrament. Like reconciliation, like baptism, like confirmation, and like the other sacraments, a sacrament is a special meeting or encounter with Jesus. And through each sacrament, we build our friendship with Jesus. You might remember a very special time with your family where you were celebrating something. It might have been Christmas, someone's birthday, an anniversary, a new job, a new house, a new baby, whatever it is. You have celebrations with your family, and a lot of times celebrations happen around a table where we all sit down and have a very special meal together. There's lots of preparations that happen if we're having the meal in our house. Lots of people get invited, people come together and they give thanks for whether it's a special occasion, someone's birthday, whatever it is. We celebrate all our important things around a dinner table together. And we know that it's very different from everyday dinner because there's either different people or different food being served. And we always remember those special times, those special dinners we have together. And the Mass is like a very special meal that we have. And we get invited to that special meal every Sunday when we come to Mass. We get to celebrate with our family of families, that is our community in our church. And we get to celebrate the special meal that we have every week with Jesus. And very soon you will be able to join in fully with that special meal with our Mass when you receive Holy Communion for the first time. And it may seem like a very far time away, but it'll come around quicker than you know. And so we need to be prepared for it. So in our next part, we're going to be practicing our Mass responses, and that'll keep you ready for when this special time comes along. So we're going to take a moment to stop and say a prayer together. So we'll make the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So let's pray together the grace before meals. Bless us, O Lord, as we sit together. Bless the food we eat today. Bless the hands that made the food. Bless us, O Lord. Amen. And what I want you to do now is take a moment to think, what am I grateful for today? It could be the weather. It could be new shoes. A good lunch you've had. Maybe all the fun you're having at home. All the stuff you get to do with your mom or your dad or your brothers and sisters. What is it that you're thankful for today? In your inner voice, say to God, what you're thankful for today. And let's pray together the grace after meals. Thank you, God, for the food we have eaten. Thank you, God, for all our friends. Thank you, God, for everything. Thank you, God. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.